A major road construction project in Sydney is garnering mixed reviews from drivers. Workers are currently installing the last of three roundabouts in a busy business district where Celtic Drive meets King's Road. Drivers have been redirected around the construction zone and there have been some traffic delays. The project has been keeping the police department busy as well. Constable Gary Fraser tells Coast Radio that tensions are rising for some drivers, but he hopes cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah, we've had some reports, road rage, not violent, a slight increase in minor accidents. People are not paying attention, they're looking at the work, or distracted by something else, and we are getting an increase in minor accidents out there, nothing major. So we're recommending if you have to travel out there, one, avoid there if you can, but if you have to travel out there, give yourself some extra time and take your time going through and watch the vehicle in front of you, because if they stop suddenly, you have to stop before hitting them. And if you hit them from the rear, you're at fault.
Meanwhile, this driver tells Coast Radio he's frustrated and he sums it up in one word.
Crazy. I come from the Highlands. I have an appointment in town. I got to come in here two and a half hours early because you don't know what the road conditions are going to be. I was here last week and you couldn't even get by. It was craziness. But does it have to be all the major roads have to be blocked at the same time? You come in the highway 125, it's one lane. You come into here, it's one lane. You go up to Cotties Road, it's one lane.
However, this driver says the wait times are worth it because upgrades in the area are needed.
I think it's great. The traffic delays don't bother me one bit. It's about time they get her done. The old roads are wrecking our cars. It's nice to see it getting finished.
Dave McKillop runs a flower shop called McKillop's Flowers, located alongside the construction zone. His opinion is in the middle of the road, although he hopes the work crews will finish up ASAP.
It's great in the long run once it's finished. Right now, though, it does impede a lot of people coming in. Our walk-in is down, and a lot of the places along here seem to be saying the same thing. It's the congestion. A lot of people don't want to come out this way because of the congestion, especially just to do the shopping. And thank God we have phone lines and people can call in whenever they need flowers and that.
Traffic is expected to resume to normal by December. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.